ruined our second date. You talked about religion and I just could not relate. But your smile was so sexy, I just had to hop your garden gate. Jesus said to keep that kid, but I was out the door so quick, I wonder if you did. The differences were more than even your almighty God could bridge. Did you hear they found his mortal bones? I saw it on TV last night. Your faith was so big and heavy, mine was small and light. Your faith was so big and heavy, mine was small and light. We had our first kiss in the spring. The oral sex you gave me dulled my sense to everything. I loved your philosophies until I started listening. November came, I had to quit. Your worldview was ugly and I'd seen enough of it. The differences were more than even your almighty God could bridge. I left you on Tuesday right before election night. Your politics were right and wrong, mine were left and right. My politics were right and wrong, yours were left and right. But I don't hate you, I don't think. Maybe come by and say hello, and I'll offer you a drink. You must be thirsty, eating all that crow. In a metal band, you saw us at the channel and became our biggest fan. We sang along to Slayer, cruising Lowell in my black Trans Am. Then I sold my Flying V. I bought an acoustic and became a big sissy. You left me for a player with bravado up his tattoo sleeves. When I heard about your overdose, I chuckled with delight. His power cords were big and heavy, mine was small and light. His power cords were big and heavy, mine was small and light. But I don't hate you, I don't think. Maybe come by and say hello, and I'll offer you a drink. You must be thirsty doing all that blow. Dress for dinner. I'm serving effing crow. Drop my pick there. Oops. If I was energy, I wouldn't need to think or rehearse, and I'd do in any enemy on a whim if I got to them first. But since we gotta wait to make it underground, I say we buddy up and wait right here. Keep one eye on a million years away and wait for signs that the end is near. We could build a ladder out of cake, and eat our way up to the roof till our stomachs are full and the poor have nothing more to take. It might be a little bit scary at the top, but it's a vantage point for throwing rocks and shooting birds out of clear blue skies, out of spite for their ability to fly. Then one day, if they're lucky, there'll be fuel for flying machines. In the end, it'll be every man for himself, but me and you will still be a team, won't we? And if I had character, I'd be singing this song a cappella, and I'd only sing it once. Nobody would hear it but you, but I'd like to repeat it till the meaning dies, and play it loud enough to blow up the moon. Make a tidal wave 1,000 feet high so we can boogie for the brig of doom. Make it to the compost heap, you best believe we're gonna generate heat. If I was a country, I guess I'd want to be one made of oil, or maybe something else made of living things that died just as long as they were once alive. I could make a living getting harvested dry, or be a platform for a holy war. I'd absorb the lives of soldiers on all sides, recycle them as Sunday dry. Generate heat.
All right, you're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. My name is Don Jennings. We are in the second hour of our show when we feature a performance and interview recorded in Studio 2A. And one of my three guests here this evening, Brian Field, thanks so much for coming down.
Oh, thanks for having me, Don.
It's a pleasure having you here. And one of the reasons that we've got you here, along with Courtney Robbins and Coyote Grace, is there's a show coming up this Friday over at the Hut. The three of you are on the bill, as well as Lila Lopez.
Yeah.
So good quadruple bill.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's first time down here on Locals Only for you, and it's great having you here. Now, for folks who don't know you, you've been in Tucson for what, about 3 years now? Is that right?
Yeah, like 2.5 years.
Two and a half years. Transplant from Boston.
Yep.
And what brought you to the Old Pueblo?
Mostly the weather, but actually a lot of it had to do with you.
Really?
Yeah, Don was the first person I met in Tucson, and it was through a message board, inyourear.net. And we came down, me and my girlfriend came down, and we visited, and went to the Wooden Ball, and Don was the first person we met. And, yeah, so.
I guess the Wooden Ball is a pretty good introduction to the Tucson music scene then.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
From those sort of humble beginnings here in Tucson, what's your take now, like 3 years later on the Tucson scene?
I love it. Well, I had taken about a 12-year break from making music altogether, and when I got here and I started to see just how welcoming the scene was, and, you know, you were part of the welcome wagon, and I started seeing all these great acoustic acts and just started picking up my guitar again and started writing, and I love it. It's great. There's a real sense of community. There's, you know, guys like Serpy and Cashman and Kathy Rivers and all those guys. It's kind of a little scene. It's nice. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad that that you're here in Tucson. I'm glad you're here down at KXCI tonight. Once again, the show is coming up this Friday over at the Hut. Brian Field is going to be performing there along with Courtney Robbins, Coyote Grace, and Lila Lopez. And we'll be hearing some stuff later on in the hour from Courtney Robbins and Coyote Grace, so be sure to stick around for that. But we've got some more time here for Brian during this first half hour of the live segment. I wanted to mention as well that you have a MySpace presence. It's myspace.com/everwillbe.
Everwillbe. Yeah, Neverwillbe was taken.
So were you planning that to be the name of the project, or what?
I have no idea. I think it was just I went to MySpace and had to figure out something, so I just went, whatever. And Brian Field was taken, and The Brian Field was taken because that's my personal page. Although maybe I shouldn't be sharing that with you people. So I don't know. I reserve Traffic Violator, too. I think that's going to be the name of my band if I add more members to the band. I have a drummer now.
Okay.
But
not here tonight, of course.
No,
we're getting the solo workup of your stuff. Now, one of the things you referenced in the first song tonight as well, and from my conversations with you, your background in music was more rock and metal and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I used to sing for like a progressive rock, like kind of grungy band, like back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really play guitar much for them.
So when did the segue then into this acoustic type music that you're doing now take place?
I think probably right around the time that we broke up, I bought a guitar and just started messing around with it and taught myself over the years. And just, you know, my interest in playing kind of ebbed and flowed over the years. And it wasn't until just recently, probably, I don't know, April of 2006, that I started writing songs again. And,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I never really had any desire to get back into the whole, like metal thing. There's just a little too much pretense there, you know? So I just kind of wanted to be honest. I'm much more comfortable just being honest and, you know.
And probably pretty difficult to do the hammer-ons and finger-tapping on that 12-string acoustic, right?
Yeah. I can't even finger-pick, man, so, yeah.
Well, that guitar sounds beautiful. I that's one of the, I think, defining sounds of your sets is the beauty of that 12-string. So
it's kind of my gimmick, yeah. So of course I had to start off by playing the two songs that I can barely play. I barely have the skills to play those two songs. So,
well, it sounds great.
You'll
so
have
far.
To apologize. I'll have to apologize for my dropping the pick and screwing up that first song. But
nobody else would have noticed, except
I know.
Those of us here in Studio 2A.
Yeah, and of course I had to bring it up and shine a spotlight on it.
Well, how about we shine a spotlight on some more of your music here?
All right, I'll play the easier stuff now.
All right, what do you have for us next?
This song is called Dropping Out. It's for all the kids at U of A there who are about a month and a half in and are thinking about where they're going to go next. I suggest you just drop out. First try at college, I gave it the old high school try. I left the girl I was sleeping with on the North Shore. She was unfaithful like I was. I brought 2 gallons of vodka and drank it all on the first night with the people I met on my floor at the dorm. That's where we all ended up. I
money, so I started dealing. I was a paranoid wreck. I felt bad that my mom had to see me like that, but she was unwilling to pay me, so I didn't care much. When she asked me why I slack, I said that school just sucks and I never wanna go back. Not really sorry for killing your hope, oh, but the sun, it might go out. And there's a super volcano underground, and if you like to read so much, you might read about how it's gonna blow. But every day till that day comes, I'm gonna lose my family animals one by one. So I'm dropping out. So I did. I joined the workforce, working machines for 11-hour days. I timed out my 22 cigarettes, got two 15-minute breaks. I made parts for Patriot missiles and bridges for Parker guitars. That contradiction just messed with my head, so I spent every night at the bar to try and forget it. So when they asked if I wanted a raise, I said I gotta find a way out of this place. Not really sorry for wasting your time, oh, but this building is swallowing me up. And I spend too much time drinking coffee, try not to think that it's all so corrupt. And I'm going crazy. But every day till crazy comes, I'm gonna lose my favorite fingers one by one. It's bound to be a big bloodbath by the time it's done. So I've gotta quit. Thanks for the paychecks. You're decent folks and you've been really decent to me. I got no clue where my dreams lie, but I'm sure that they're not lying now. So I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go. I gotta go. I'm dropping out.
All right, this one's going out to my boy Don. Thanks for being the welcome wagon for Tucson. It's called Labor Days. I'm going to leave out the bad word at the end so you can use your imagination. There's no security. Sometimes smiling can be tough when your life becomes a picture pose that goes from nine to close. I try so hard to fake it, but I come off like a creep. I smile from my teeth. Seems to me the ones who win got nothing left to lose, so I'm gonna try and be one of those two. But there are places where I find my peace between catastrophes. Like right now, I'm just glad I found someone who'll hang around while I write it all down. And make a record in my room, sell my bike and get a van. Try to turn my friends all into fans. And resist the urge to tell the ones who hated go to hell. Tell the ones who are supportive that
hard too. And the boss is just indifferent cause he's got lots to do. I don't care much about making it, I don't care if I break through. Cause it seems to me the ones who win got nothing left to lose. So I'm gonna try and be one of those dudes. It seems to me the ones who win got nothing left to lose. So I'm gonna try and be one of those dudes. Now my record's on consignment at the local record shop. And I do okay because I play a lot. But they don't play the songs that have bad words on local radio. But it ain't their fault the FCC is run by.
All right, once,
jerks.
All right, once again, like Brian Field right here on Locals Only on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson. Thanks, Brian, for
thank you
censoring yourself in that that tune.
Yeah, well, you know, as the song says, there are certain words that you just can't say.
Well, while we're chatting here, we're going to be making a segue as the new group of musicians makes their way in the other half of the show here tonight.
I gotta vacate my seat here.
Coyote Grace and Courtney Robbins will be joining us here shortly, but of course gonna chat here just a little bit more with Brian Field. Now once again, the show is coming up this Friday over at the Hut. Brian Field, Courtney Robbins, Coyote Grace, and Lila Lopez, the quadruple bill there Friday night at the Hut down on 4th Avenue. And yeah, jump on that microphone there for
lap,
here.
Courtney.
Nice try. Again,
we're playing. We're on the seat for you.
We're playing musical chairs here in Studio 2A. Now, Brian's MySpace once again. Folks want to check him out. Add him as a friend on MySpace and listen to some of the stuff that he has up there. It's myspace.com/everwillbe.
Yeah, please add me because I just don't have enough friends. I have like 450 friends, and if you're a real musician, you have to have like 10,000.
How many do you really need, though?
At least 10,000.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm not going to feel good.
All right. Well, hopefully there's 10,000 listeners out there tonight, or in this case, 9,550.
That's all I need, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Getting there. Baby steps. Now, do you have any shows coming up beyond the one this Friday over at the Hut?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. Let's see. Friday the 9th, I'm playing with the great Michael John Serpy. He's got his CD release party. Courtney's going to be there, too. We're just going to do quick, like, 10-minute sets, I think. And then there might be like an all-star jamboree at the end. I don't know.
Okay.
But that's going to be great because Dusty Busker is going to be playing in between bands while the bands are setting up on the stage. Is going to be, I don't want to ruin it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I just caught myself because it's going to be a little surprise.
All right.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
November 9th, a Friday night over at Plush.
Right.
But of course, in the short term, you've got the quadruple bill, as we've been talking about, Friday over at the Hut. Brian Field, Courtney Robbins, Coyote Grace, and Lila Lopez. Thanks again.
I should also plug Big Word, the Big Word show. They've got this acoustic Battle of the Bands thing, and that's November 15th, Thursday, is the semifinals for that. And I'm also in that, so that'll be a nice little short set too, a little four-song set probably.
All right. Old Town Artisans for that?
Old Town Artisans, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you once again for coming down, Brian.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's rock out with Courtney and Coyote Grace. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Brian Field right here in Studio 2A on Locals Only on KXCI. And now as he vacates the chair and Courtney Robbins slides in.
I know. It's
hot.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
So folks, of course, have been wondering, where the heck you been, Courtney?
That's an excellent question. I've been a lot of places. Back in May, I flew out to Connecticut, and in the past 6 months, we've been northeast.
Down through the south.
Yeah, mid-Atlantic, south, southeast, mid-south, midwest.
Upper midwest.
Upper midwest.
Oh, man.
And Rockies.
Through the Rockies.
Across through the Rockies, and, well, the Great Plains kind of, then through the Rockies, and up through Montana, then up to Washington State. Around there for a while, then back down the coast, and we just landed back in Tucson late on Saturday night.
Okay.
So
I guess a better question to be, where haven't you been?
Yeah.
Well,
Texas.
Yeah. I mean, it was fairly soon after your album release that you kind of hitched a ride here with Coyote Grace and have been traveling pretty much ever since, sort of a nomad lifestyle. And are you enjoying that?
Yeah, I am. I'm pretty glad to be back for a bit here. We've been living in a 1978 Chevy RV, 22 feet long, the three of us. So it's been pretty cozy. We don't have air conditioning, so that was a fun experience in the South down there in June.
Oh, I'm sure.
Real cranky times for all three of us.
Bonding experience.
Right.
Character building.
Sure. Well, I'm kind of curious, and I'm sure our listeners are too, to know who the members of Coyote Grace here are that you brought
sure.
in.
Sure. Over here, well, I was going to say on the left, but this is the radio. We've got Joe Stevens on the guitar and vocals and songwriting. And in the middle, we have Miss Ingrid Elizabeth on the upright bass and vocals.
Okay. Now, you guys are originally from, what, Seattle area? Is that right?
We've been living up there for the past 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's where we sort of started.
All right. How did you, the three of you, hook up then? How did this collaboration come together?
Courtney and I are old friends. We were camp counselors together back in our college days.
Oh, those
and,
poor kids.
Yeah.
Yes. And so that's sort of how our musical partnership came about. And then Ingrid and I met sort of through college. And we had been playing together for quite a few years up then. And then
I think it was around 2005 that we officially started playing as a duo.
Okay.
And we had already been together in the biblical sense for a couple of years. And then we decided to start doing shows, and then decided to quit our day jobs and take the show on the road and record a CD.
Okay. So now, where do you fit into this collaboration, Courtney? Are they just backing you up, or do you assist them with their sets as well? Or what's...
It's both,
yeah. Okay.
We originally, I think, started out thinking it was going to be kind of me opening for them when we were doing shows, but we just love playing on each other's stuff so much that we figured, why separate it? So
sure.
So now it's all kind of mishmash together.
Right. So has the trials on the road then been successful for you, or how do you feel about it? Is it something you want to just keep doing indefinitely, or do you want to get back to one location for a while? Or
I think we're ready to do more consolidated tours.
Okay.
Not so much about the 11-month sprawl.
Yeah.
I think we're going to try and do a more regional loop around the West Coast,
uh-huh.
and maybe keep them shorter and have a place to be on the off time.
Okay. Stay close enough to Tucson that we can be legitimate here in calling this locals
right.
only.
Absolutely.
at least for this week, you guys are locals. And of course, Courtney, always a Tucsonan. So shall we get to some music here in Studio 2?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, the first one we're going to do is the first track off of my CD, Red Sky and Morning, and this is called Novelty.
I like to walk at night where I can see the city lights, and it's so quiet I can hear my heartbeat, hear my heartbeat. And if it skips a beat, I don't worry, I just think about you. Oh, I just think about you. Oh, I just think about your love is a novelty, and your love is a novelty, and your love, well, it is not lost on me. Let me count the ways I love you. Why do I don't I do? Oh, why do you kiss me on the mouth? We were at my parents' house. You tell me you feel so good. How would you know? And how would you know? Oh no, 'cause your love is a novelty, and your love is a novelty, and your love, well, it is not lost on me. Oh no. Let's get right to the point, dear. I start a shaking when you're near. Is there a chance you feel it too? Or am I all alone here? Can I watch you walk away? Well, I could do it all day. I would prefer if it were right towards me, but I've got no say. Oh, I've got no say. Oh, but your love is a novelty, and your love is a novelty, and your love, well, it is not lost on me.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, well, this next one is one of mine, and I wrote it on the road, and it's about my grandmother. It's called Zuma Sand.
I have seen the smiling sea. Will it crash upon the shore? This is the way the world was born. Well, I have seen the walking waves. Will they wash upon my hands? This is my home, the Zuma Sand. So long a life, too beautiful to cry. Well, I have seen your life begin.
Well, it was so long ago, and I barely knew the love I had known. Well, I have seen so many dreams. Some break and fall away, some sprout and grow, you have no say.
Well, I will come to you at night. I'll say, child, oh, it's all right. Oh, tell me it's all right. Oh, tell me it's all right. Oh, oh, again, my friend, until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
Heart of all mankind. Well, I have seen everyone I love alone now at the end.
Well, I am about to start again. Well, I am about to start again. To start again. To start again.
All right, you are listening to Locals Only here on KXCI, in case you just tuned in. We've got Coyote Grace and Courtney Robbins here on the live segment of the show. You might have heard Brian Field a little bit earlier. All three of these artists, along with Lila Lopez, are performing this Friday evening over at the Hut down on 4th Avenue. Now, I'm not as familiar with Coyote Grace and your music, but I have to say, with that song you started out with tonight, Courtney, it's obvious that your time out on the road with these two has made a huge difference
in
your
thank
music.
Thank you.
Beautiful harmonies on both of those songs. And it's great to hear that. And so your hard work is paying off for sure.
Thank you.
Thank God.
We also.
So about that time on the road then, I was kind of curious, are you playing shows pretty much every night, or is it a little more sporadic?
I think average about three times a week.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes we'll do a run of five in a row, and sometimes we'll have one a week, which was more rare, but I think it averaged out to about three times a week.
Yeah. Are there certain areas of the country that that you guys have enjoyed more than others, or any particular?
They're all so different.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're also, I mean, the people that we met and stayed with are different, and the weather was different every, you know, portion of the tour, and the audiences and the venues and everything was just so constantly changing that, you know, it was a pretty steady, you know, peaks and valleys, but it was overall
Boston was cool.
Really good.
I think Chicago was very cool.
Austin was cool.
Austin was cool. That was before Courtney joined us, so it wasn't as cool. But yeah, there was definitely some spots where I think we just had really good turnout and things were good.
Well, and one thing you kind of touched upon, Ingrid, that I was going to mention is that your sound seems like it could work in any of a number of a variety of venues. You know, I can see you guys playing everything from house parties to coffee shops to larger rock clubs and
And that's pretty much it. Really? We do.
check.
Very cool. Well, one of those rock venues, of course, is the Hut this Friday. It's got a four band lineup over there, and certainly going to be a good show. And so now, Courtney, we mentioned earlier how you had recorded and released a CD just before Split in Town, Red Sky and Morning.
Yes.
Is that still available anywhere around town?
Yeah, it should be still available at Antigone Books on 4th and the Planet Coffee House on 4th. And also down at Bohemia, in the Lost Barrio on South Park.
Okay. And of course at the Hut on Friday,
yes,
I'm
definitely.
Sure.
Of course, of course.
So how many albums does Coyote Grace have to this point?
We put out our first album. It came out about the same time that Courtney's did back in January.
Uh-huh.
It's called Boxes and Bags, and it will be at the Hut as well.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, once again, it's a pleasure having you guys down here.
Thank you.
And in Tucson for at least a little while anyway. So any other plans for shows while you're in town? Because I know, Courtney, you're going to be playing with Serpe at his release party.
Yeah, next
Friday.
Friday. Mm-hmm. So almost 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I like playing at Plush a lot.
Okay.
And Serpe's a great guy and a great musician, so it should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to be doing a slot right before our show at the Hut at Wingspan. So the Front Porch Fridays. We're going to be doing it for this month. And that's going to be starting, I think, around 6 is when they're getting started. And I think maybe we'll be playing around 7. And it's a free event. So feel free to stop by. It's going to be a little bit more of like a smaller, quiet, intimate listening venue. And then, you know, we're going to go and rock our socks off later at the Hut. So it'll be two totally different experiences day.
Move the party right across the street.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Very cool. Well, shall we get to some more stuff here in Studio 2A?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there's a train that's passing through Abilene, and my father took a picture when he was 13, and the whistle's long gone, but we're still here.
how do you want to be? But it's strange medicine you're giving me. Strange medicine. You give me. Well, the last day of summer is a good day to get born. Yeah, you scream and cry and open your eyes to see this world and all the faces that'll be long gone. Before you realize that it is strange medicine you're giving me. Strange medicine. Oh, you give me. In disrepair, so I go down to the store, pick up a hammer and a nail. It's time to build. It's time to build. It's time to build. Mm-hmm. Oh, something beautiful.
A newer one of mine, that one called Strange Medicine, if you didn't figure that one out.
All right, once again, Coyote Grace and Courtney Robbins right here in Studio 2A on Locals Only on KXCI. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down.
Yeah,
tonight.
thanks so much for having us. Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping that I can get one more song out of you guys before the top of the hour, if you're willing.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. But first couple things I wanted to mention, of course, Courtney has a MySpace presence, myspace.com/CourtneyRobbins.
Correct.
And you have your own website as well,
yep,
right?
Yeah, CourtneyRobbins.com.
CourtneyRobbins.com. And Coyote Grace is on MySpace, myspace.com/CoyoteGrace. And do you have your own website as well? Or
indeed
that...
we do. We try to keep it simple. CoyoteGrace.com.
Okay. Very cool. I want to thank Duncan Hudson on the other side of the glass for doing a great job on the sound tonight. And if you stick around until 10 o'clock in its new time slot, Bob Girth brings you The Hub. He's KXCI's indie rock tastemaker, and he'll be sure to tune you on to a lot of great new music down here at the station, and he'll take you up until midnight. next week, no live segment of Locals Only, but I'll have 2 hours of all kinds of great recorded album cuts for you. So be sure to tune in and check that out. And then the following week, Mr. Free and the Satellite Freakout is my guest on the live segment of the show. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But right now, I've got Coyote Grace and Courtney Robbins here. One more tune before the top of the hour. And of course, that show is this Friday over at the Hut. They're on the bill along with Brian Field and Lila Lopez. And now, did you set up this
yes,
show, Courtney?
Yes, I did.
It was all you.
I was biased in my choosing. So I picked two of my favorite locals to play on, Brian and Lila with me.
Yeah.
With us.
Sounds like a pretty similar lineup to a show I saw at the Hut previously.
Yeah, well, you know, don't mess with what works.
Right. Cool. And of course, I imagine that all of the performers, save for Brian, will have merchandise out there. I wanted to ask Brian a question before he slipped out at the end of the last interview segment.
Yes.
So step up to the mic, Brian, okay. And answer for me and the listeners. When are we going to see some recorded material from you?
Well, I've been having computer problems. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. I've been having computer problems. I'm recording my own thing and a little bit here and there, like the percussion and stuff with Serpy. And eventually... That's my
nice,
answer.
Firm answer.
My definitive
there.
Answer is eventually. No, hopefully by the end of the year I'll get a little EP out, and then hopefully the full length early next year.
Okay, very cool.
All right.
Well, shall we get back to another tune here from Coyote Grace / Courtney Robbins Amalgamation?
Supergroup.
There you go.
This is one of mine. This is off our CD, and it's actually, we just found out, is on a compilation CD that the radio station put together.
At KXCI's most recent compilation.
That. Our latest Studio 2A compilation.
Yeah.
So definitely familiar to some of the KXCI listeners out there who have picked that up.
Awesome.
Definitely tightened up a little bit over our travels.
New and improved.
Again, thanks for having us.
Come with me where the river flows high. I got a blanket and I got the sky. Come with me where the earth is dry and I cry and I'll tell you why. Come with me and the birds to the sea. Step in the water, wading to the knee. Well, there is something I want to see and try to be. Take me down to the county fair, or take me to where there's water in the air. Take me where the seasons change and the leaves turn the color of your beautiful hair. Or take me on where the wild ones go, or show me the ways and the whys and the no. Or take me through the ice and snow, wherever you go. This life ain't going no one's way. Sweet goddess, she's gonna do what she do. Miss Fickle rolls with God in the hay and leaves him sleeping under the moon. The harvest is done and she ain't coming back till June. But you sit with me under the tree. The set of lies are nowhere inside. I'm one, I'm kind, I flow, I find. It's right, it's right. Well, I see you in white. Well, I see you in white. Well, I see you in white. Come with me where the cliffs get steep. Where you need somebody, trust and don't come cheap. Your head gets clear and your air gets thin. Look into my eyes, taking the great leap. Well, come with me down the road to the end. Moving steady, it's only a bend. Well, come and be my closest friend. Thank you. Take me on where the fires build high, where the human spirit lights up the sky. Take me where the world breaks down and things are allowed to grow and die. Well, take me on by the waterfall, joy to renew, letting go of it all. And we will hear the old earth call. Come up from a different stock, my soul straight from a drunkard's floor. Dirty man gonna go where the wind is hot. Dirty boy, dirty whore gonna sleep on your floor. Watch your man zip eggs his mama for more.
But you lock the door and I leave you sore. Wrap me tight. I'm one, I'm kind. I flow, I find. It's right, it's right.
Well, I see you in white. I see you in white. Well, I see you in white. I see you in white. I see you in white. Well, I see you in white, yeah.
All right. Once again, Coyote Grace here with Courtney Robbins on Locals Only in Studio 2A. And thanks again, you guys, so much for coming down.
Thanks so much, Don.
This is my non-visual cue over to Bob Girth waiting in the broadcast booth to get something queued up and ready to go because I'm about to send it over to you. But thanks again to Duncan on the other side of the glass. Thanks again. You can check out Courtney Robbins and Coyote Grace warming things up Friday with an early show over at Wingspan, and then you can pre-party there and then go to the hut later while they'll be joined by Brian Field and Lila Lopez. That's Friday night over at the hut down on 4th Avenue. You've been listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM, KXEI, Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. Sending it now over to Bob Girth and The Hub. Thanks so much, you guys.
Yeah, thanks.